You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Vols. It's your team every day. I'm your host, Eric Kane, @_Kaner on Twitter, @LockedOnVols. That's where you can follow this show account at both of those places on Twitter.com. It is a Tennessee football, basketball, baseball, athletics podcast. Right now, 3 days a week, but July the 19th, we're coming back strong 5 days a week, every day, following your favorite team. I'm a radio personality here in Knoxville, Tennessee, a writer for the rival site covering Tennessee football. That is VolQuest.com. And today we got a fun show. Tennessee did pick up a new commit in Jordan Phillips. That came in a Thursday evening. Tennessee is on commit watch for an offensive lineman from Detroit, Michigan. That could come down the wire sometime today. We'll give you information on both of those guys. And we'll talk some more name, image, and likeness. I've been getting some feedback, and I know a lot of people are not for name, image, and likeness. And that's completely fine. I mean, you do something for so long, and then it changes, and it's hard to go with that change, and especially if you don't agree with that change. Change is hard to begin with. But I'm going to discuss some of day number one highlights of name, image, and likeness. It's here. It's not going anywhere. And there's been a bulk of some Tennessee football players that have jumped in on the party when that clock struck midnight Wednesday into Thursday morning for July the 1st. So that's kind of what we're going to be discussing here on a Friday show. Again, a Locked On Vols here, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, so Tennessee picks up its seventh commit for the class of 2022. His name is Jordan Phillips. Gave you a little bit of a bio on Monday's show, but Jordan Phillips, he is a three-star defensive tackle, about 6'4", about 285, 290. He's right under 300 pounds. He's from the Orlando, Florida area, where he attends OCOE. I can't pronounce the name. I'm sorry. I should know that. It's essentially where Brian Maurer came from, I believe. OCOE. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, that high school is where Jordan Phillips has come from. Jordan Phillips is the 48th rated player at his position, that being defensive tackle in the class of 2022, the 95th rated player out of the state of Florida, according to Rivals. He has over 20 offers, including some from Michigan, who was, you know, one of the finalists when it was all said and done, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi State, Ole Miss. So when you're beating some of these teams out who offered this guy from the Southeastern Conference, that is what I would look at more than, is he a three-star? You know, what is his rating? Is he a national recruit? Stuff like that. That's just kind of what I look at. It's like, okay, well, if Florida and Georgia want a prospect and Tennessee wants a prospect, Tennessee's landing that prospect, that's kind of what I would kind of go, you know, beyond what, you know, the recruiting rankings may say. Because, again, as we know, recruiting rankings are certainly not everything. When you watch Phillips' film, he lines up primarily in a three technique on the defensive line. He can play the shade, he can play the one, he can play the five, but kind of the three technique slanted towards the strong side is typically where you might find him. And he's really good at splitting double teams. He is very strong to be as big as he is. Obviously, he's really, really strong. He plays low, he goes through double teams, and he gets back into the backfield and kind of chases down that running back. I noticed he's got really good backside pursuit, chasing down a ball carrier after the ball has been handed off, going away from Phillips. I saw him make a couple plays on the jet sweeps and getting back there when the ball is kind of being put in the pocket of the running back or the wide receiver coming across the line of scrimmage, whatever the case may be. I don't necessarily think that he's going to be a sack machine, but, you know, who knows? He's certainly athletic. He's got a really, really good get off. He's strong, and he splits double teams very, very well. So that is kind of a scouting report, if you will, on Jordan Phillips. Now, Jordan Phillips, he is the seventh commit for Tennessee in the class of 2022. Tennessee, again, is kind of lagging in this class, in my opinion, thus far, but this certainly helps. You join the likes of four-star quarterback Taven Jackson, four-star defensive end, defensive lineman Vincent Snead, who can play a little all over, play a five-tech, and play on the edge, offensive lineman Brian Grant, tight end Brody Foley, running back Dylan Sampson, and linebacker Elijah Herring. So you add Jordan Phillips into that mix, you now have seven guys in the class of 2022. Now, we're talking Messiah Reddick. Now, he is on commit watch. He is set to announce his commitment sometime today. A three-star offensive guard from Detroit, Michigan, 6'3", about 280. He was on Tennessee's campus officially last week. Let me go back to Jordan Phillips really quick. He came down for a private workout for Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and then he was on Tennessee's campus the last week of June for an official visit. So for Jordan Phillips, he wanted to come down. He wanted to show his family what Knoxville was all about, or he wanted to come up, rather. He's from Florida. He wanted to show what his family what Tennessee was all about. So that's a guy that really got love struck with the city of Knoxville in the program here in the month of June, and that's why, of course, with the opportunity to play early, Tennessee's saying goodbye to a bevy of defensive linemen. You saw two more veteran defensive linemen hit the transfer portal this week, and so there's going to be opportunity there for Jordan Phillips. Now, let's flip the script to Messiah Reddick. He is potentially a guy that could commit to Tennessee today. If he does, let's go ahead and get a little notice on him. Let me prepare you for who this guy is. A three-star offensive guard, again, 6'8", about 280, 6'3", about 280, from Detroit, Michigan, where he attends Cass Tech. He is a guy that came down on the tour bus with his school when they go to a bunch of different camps, a bunch of different programs, and he was at Tennessee Tech, and some of Tennessee's coaches, Josh Heupel and some of the other coaches, were over there, much like when Tennessee holds camps and other programs come. It's the same with Tennessee with nearby university as well. So he was at Tennessee Tech, or Tennessee State, maybe one of the two, near the mid-state, and he was a guy that was camping very well. Josh Heupel was following him around and ended up talking to him. They offered him on the spot then. He came in unofficially a couple of days later, and then the following weekend, he came in officially yet again. And so a couple of guys, Jordan Phillips, Messiah Reddick, that seemed to really like what the program is, have bought in, obviously like the campus, their families like the campus, but I had a chance to catch up with Messiah Reddick 2 weekends ago, and it's a guy that was pretty firm in what he wanted. He's got a good base, he's really strong, has a good lower body. I think that he's a little bit raw, but the more and more he continues to work and develop, I think he's a guy that can turn into something down the road. He's listed as a guard right now, but I think Tennessee would like to try their hand out a tackle with Messiah Reddick at some point or another down the road, so we'll have to see. But Messiah Reddick on commit watch for Tennessee. I'm not sure exactly what time it is that he's set to commit right now, but it's going to come down between Tennessee, West Virginia, and a couple of other schools. So that's a little bit of a recruiting update. If Messiah Reddick does commit to the Volunteers today, he will be commit number 8, and Tennessee will be feeling pretty good heading into the weekend with what I believe a couple more commits will soon follow as we begin the month of July. It is July the 2nd, and we know what happened on July the 1st. That was the official unveilment of name, image, and likeness for NCAA athletes. We'll talk more about that from a Tennessee perspective in segment number 2. Which Volunteers went ahead and already taking advantage, have already inked up deals, are already brand ambassadors for companies? I'll tell you all that here in segment number 2 when we come back. But first, Bet Online. It's something that we didn't think the sports gambling would be a thing. Well, here it is. We never thought name, image, and likeness would be a thing. Well, here it is. Times are changing. That is for sure. But BetOnline is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season, we are almost at the All-Star break. If you're an Atlanta Braves fan like me, Freddie Freeman's trying to get in. Ozzie Albies is trying to get in. Of course, you'll have Ronald Acuna Jr., who will be in that show. So go ahead and vote. And, some future odds. Who do you think's going to make the All-Star game? You can get that at BetOnline. Also, the latest news, odds, info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and, of course, MMA action as well. Before the next pitch, I want you to head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up for the bonuses, and the contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their playoff runs. So right now, head to the website or use that mobile device. If you sign up today, you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. A 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you have to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON. Promo code LOCKEDON for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, it's your online sportsbook experts. All right, guys, segment number 2 of a Friday Locked On Vols. Glad to have you guys along for the ride. And we talked about this on Wednesday's show about how July 1st, the game would change forever. That being name, image, and likeness, and the opportunities for college athletes to profit off their said name, image, and likeness. So if you're like me, I was up late doing some things on the Wednesday night turning into Thursday morning. I was actually awake whenever midnight struck and it became a new day. At 12:01, it was the Wild Wild West, man. You saw college athlete all across the country, even here in Knoxville, Tennessee, go ahead and say what they're doing, how their first step and how they're going to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Some agreed to be sports ambassadors for some businesses. Some just linked up for a social media post. Others, you know, went into more of a partnership. And so it wasn't like it was just going to wait a little bit and see what happens. No, there was some that were pre-planned and ready to roll out there. So I wanted to take a look at kind of some of the bigger ones that I made note of, I bookmarked, I liked on social media, so that I could save it and we could talk about it here on this podcast. We'll get into Tennessee here in a moment, but I do want to bring out a quarterback in the SEC that started for a couple years. His starting position's actually up for grabs right now, but Auburn quarterback Bo Nix, he announced his endorsement deal with Milo Sweet Tea. I mean, Milo Sweet Tea is not a small business whatsoever, but again, quarterback in the SEC. You have players who are fitting into a certain narrative and linking up with certain businesses that fit with that narrative. Arkansas wide receiver Trey Knox, he has a dog named Husky. He has a Husky named Blue. And those two guys have inked a deal with PetSmart. I don't know what's to come of that, but you have an athlete who is a dog dad and linking up with a pet company, PetSmart. So I found that really interesting. We continue on, and we'll get to more some from around the country, but I want to start out by when we come into Tennessee, you have wide receiver Grant Furking. He is not a guy that makes a lot of plays on Saturdays. He's a guy that doesn't play a whole lot on Saturdays, but he's been here. He's a veteran on this team. And what you might not know about Grant Furking is he is the CEO of a business called Metro Straw. Ground covering specialist. It is a multi-million dollar company. Okay, he is the CEO of it. But since he has been a college athlete while in school, he is not able to profit off his name, image, and likeness. All the way back in 2018, David Ubbin of The Athletic did a really nice write-up, and he kind of pulled it to light a couple days ago. So I encourage you to go find that article David Ubbin wrote on The Athletic about Grant Furking and his business. But now Grant can profit off his name, image, and likeness, and he got the ball rolling last night from what I saw. He went ahead and started promoting a friend of his that does that runs a business, Capital City Home Loans in Atlanta, Georgia. And he went ahead and kind of being the face of that. You go on down, speaking of Grant Furking, you have Valus Jones Jr., who is a wide receiver for the Tennessee Volunteers, who plays the same position of Grant Furking, who has 16,000 Instagram followers. And you've got Valus Jones Jr. promoting Grant Furking's business. How neat is that? That's next level smart, if you ask me. You guys are teammates here. You have a CEO of a company, okay? You don't have many Twitter followers. You don't have as big of a reach, but oh, your teammate Valus Jones Jr. does. How easy of a deal was that to strike up between the two in the locker room or in the training room or in the rehab room, whatever the case may be? Valus Jones Jr. is going ahead and tweeting out endorsements for Grant Furking's business. I found that really, really smart. Tennessee defensive lineman Latrell Bumpus, he put on Instagram last night, if you're in Savannah, Tennessee area, come get you a facelift. He tagged the business. He will have your car looking brand new. And so it's a detail business that Latrell Bumpus is doing back for his hometown area. And that's something that I said that might be more relevant as well, is you've got these athletes going off to college, but their hometowns might be saying, hey, come back this weekend, let's do a photo shoot. Hey, come back this weekend, let's do an autograph signing. Hey, get me a little social media ad in there someplace, way or the other. And I found that to be, for not the All-Americans, not the All-SEC players, but just for the average Power 5 college football player, that could be a revenue stream for them. And Latrell Bumpus kind of went ahead and did that there. You have Theo Jackson, veteran Tennessee safety. He came out with his first paid endorsement with Yoke. It is a video game gaming company where you can play video games with athletes. And I believe that Alvin Kamara is in on this as well, and a couple of other NFL athletes. But Theo Jackson went ahead and is endorsing Yoke, a video game company where your average Joe Blow can go ahead and link up and play games with athletes online via that way. So those are a couple that came to mind for me, and I went ahead and bookmarked them. I wanted to talk about them, And this was all after, I mean, just right away at 12:01. Here's one from a national perspective, and here's one that I think's a guy that can really make a whole lot of money. We mentioned there's not the Tim Tebows, there's not the Peyton Mannings, there's not the Trevor Lawrences, there's not the Reggie Bushes, the Matt Liners, the Vince Youngs. There's nobody of that caliber in college football right now. I mean, the biggest you got is probably Spencer Rattler and probably Sam Howe, maybe JT Daniels, maybe a couple other ones that I'm excluding. I'm sure I'm excluding a few, but until you get a couple games under the belt and they become superstars, this is kind of an exclusive club. And Spencer Rattler tweeted last night a nice little graphic. I'm excited about the opportunities ahead with name, image, and likeness. This is a great new era for college athletes. At the same time, we must continue to prioritize academics and athletics. I'm focused on my grades and growing on the field in hopes of becoming a national champion in Norman. And then he goes on and says, we as players must use our platform and this new NIL opportunity to do good in the world. I will donate a part of my earnings I receive to help undeserved people and undeserved communities. The time is now. That is an awesome way to go about it right there. So job well done, Spencer Rattler. I look forward to seeing the deals that you strike up and the money that you donate to good causes. So that's a little bit of the ones that I have linked up. I went ahead and liked a tweet last night from JJ Redick. Of course, you guys know me. I grew up a massive Duke fan, family ties to the university, and I've been there many, many times. And so JJ Redick was one of my favorite players growing up, you know, and he was hated by everybody that wasn't a Duke fan. JJ Redick tweeted from 04 to 06, I would have made a bag of cash emoji on NIL endorsements. Sadly, I would have blown it on Natty Lights and Lactose Polos. Oh man, that's kind of funny right there. So I'm sure that there are plenty more athletes that have gone on and endorsed stuff and give their endorsement via social media, via pictures, whatever the case may be. Derek King and Mackenzie Milton have been doing a lot of nice things. They went ahead and are brand ambassadors for an agency, and so that's kind of neat. It's kind of like when the transfer portal first started. There's just so much chaos going on, and someone needs to go ahead and put it all down on paper, where these athletes are endorsing with, the companies they're working for, the money that they've made, how to get in contact with them. Hey, who knows? I've already tossed around the idea of reaching out to a couple Tennessee football players to see if they could get a little listen to this show called Locked On Vols. I think that'd be kind of neat. So the game is changing. The day is here. And as we've seen in the past day and a half, it has already been pretty fast. And so whether you like it or not, it's here to stay. I know I don't like change at all. I hate change, to be completely honest with you. I'm set in my ways on a lot of things. But this is not one of those things. I think that it's your American right as a human being here in this country, being born an American citizen, to profit off your name, image, and likeness. And I think any other business around the country would be put into jail, kind of not allowing for that to happen like the NCAA has for years and years and years. And here's another good discussion. Maybe we can have this on an episode next week. But Reggie Bush, Matt Liner, Vince Young, Peyton Manning, J.J. Redick, all those guys I kind of already mentioned earlier. Tim Tebow, which athlete would have made the most money profiting off his or her name, image, and likeness when they were in school? I think the conversation starts with Tim Tebow, and then we you know, would discuss further from there. So, very, very interesting. But Thursday morning at 12:01 a.m., the game changed forever on July the 1st. And we'll have to see how big of an impact it has here locally in Knoxville and East Tennessee, and then, of course, around the region and then around the country. So that's my spill on that. At segment number three coming up, B.J. Edwards, Knoxville Catholic point guard committed to Tennessee. Four-star in the class of 2022. He is Tennessee's first commit. I'll have some thoughts on that. Plus, play a clip from the Behind the Arc podcast from my buddy at the Sports Animal, Joel Silverberg. He does a nice job breaking down what this means for Tennessee now and in the future. That's coming up in segment number three. But first, remember rockauto.com. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend up to 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the same parts from the chain store and a car dealership? You can go online to this family-owned business that's been serving auto parts to customers and the do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, always. RockAuto.com, the price is reliably low for every single customer. They have everything you could possibly need, from brake parts to tail lamps to motor oils, even new carpets. You can go and explore the website today and find out the solution to your auto part needs. It's all there at RockAuto.com. So go to RockAuto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car and your truck, Write Locked On in the How'd You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit my friends at rockauto.com. And, you know, we can get through an episode here of Locked On Vols without talking about one of our favorite sponsors. They're all our favorites, but Built Bar, been with us for a long time, just about every single day, especially in the month of March. Through that and here today, we're reminding you about what Built Bar truly is. It is a protein bar. It's good for you. It's really, really good for you. But it's not like some of these protein bars that just taste horrible. No, it's 100% covered in chocolate. It looks like a candy bar. It tastes like a candy bar. But it's a protein bar that sometimes has up to 18 grams of protein. Sometimes only 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams of net carbs. You've got 9 delicious flavors to choose from. The salted caramel, double chocolate, cherry, raspberry, coconut, coconut almond, and the peanut butter brownie. And I encourage you, whenever you're ordering your favorite boxes of Built Bars, if you're unsure right now, or maybe just want to try something different, you can order a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. You know, I got my dad a box of Built Bars for Father's Day. My mom, she didn't really want any, but she ended up eating the majority of the box that I got for my dad. So Mother's Day and Father's Day might be in the rearview mirror, but for the ones that you loved, don't fret. You can get them a box of Built Bars. And right now, I want you to go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your first order. Again, LOCK15 for 15% off your first order, all at BuiltBar.com. All right, we got a final segment left here of a Friday show, a 5-star Friday. So guys, if you haven't yet, go ahead and go to Apple Podcasts, go to Rate and Review, and give me 5 stars if you enjoyed this product and this podcast. It would be very much appreciated, and I promise I will give back to the shout-outs on this podcast next Friday for 5-Star Friday. It's been a wild, wild recording session, okay? As you guys know, I record this the night before, okay? I save it, I produce it, I upload it, I schedule everything out, social media, all that type of stuff. And so in the midst of recording this Friday podcast on a Thursday evening, I had to stop, do some recruiting work because Jordan Phillips, of course, committed to Tennessee. I knew that was coming. And then after I recorded segment 2, I know you guys like to get behind the scenes here a little bit, and I teased what was coming up in segment 3 with, of course, B.J. Edwards committing to Tennessee, and that is a huge get, and we'll talk about more about that later. A 4-star point guard right here from Knoxville, Knoxville Catholic. He's the first commit for Tennessee and Rick Barnes in the class of 2022. He's got good relations in that class. I teased that I was going to play a clip from the Behind the Arc podcast from Joel Silverberg. I'm not going to do any of that now because after, I'll get to it next week, but sorry, Joel. But after I hit the stop button on recording segment 2, got a phone call that former Alabama cornerback Brandon Turnage, who had a cup of coffee at Georgia this spring, was going to be committing to Tennessee in the span of like 15 minutes. And so I had to get all to him, get quotes, write something up, and then we got a story out there in a short amount of time at VolQuest.com. And so I figure, hey, we should probably talk about Brandon Turnage here in segment number 3. If you remember back to the earlier podcast this week, I said we were on commit watch this week. You've got Jordan Phillips committing on Thursday. You could potentially have Messiah Reddick, an offensive lineman from Detroit, committing on Friday, which is now today, so be on commitment watch. But also, Brandon Turnage, who's in the transfer portal, he could commit to Tennessee this week as well. And that news came down late Thursday evening when recording this podcast. And so let's talk about Brandon Turnage. Who is he? What does this mean for Tennessee? Well, Tennessee, of course, has been after cornerbacks with years of experience, you know, with years of eligibility remaining, meaning you want a multi-year guy. So that is what Tennessee, Willie Martinez, and Tim Banks have been searching for in the transfer portal. You got one in Kamal Haddon, who was at Auburn and junior college, had a cup of coffee with Auburn during the spring, and then him made his way to Tennessee. You thought you had it in Roe Torrance, but he ended up decommitting to Tennessee, and it looks like he's going to go to Auburn, I believe, is where he ended up. And now you've got it in Brandon Turnage. You tried to go after the pursuit with Caron Prunty, former Kansas All-American, freshman All-American cornerback. He decided to go to South Carolina. So the page then flipped to Brandon Turnage, and that is where he is going to go. That would be Tennessee. He is a 2019, class of 2019 cornerback, where he was a top 200 players per rival He was rated as the 16th best player at his position at cornerback, 183rd overall in the country, 10th out of Mississippi. And that's kind of what his story was coming out of the class of 2019. And he ended up signing with Alabama in the early signing period on December the 22nd, 2017. He played at Alabama as a true freshman in 2019, where he saw action in one game. As a redshirt freshman in 2020, he saw action in three games. He had one pass breakup. He enters the transfer portal in the offseason, thought he found a home at Georgia, but had a cup of coffee there, decided that wasn't the place for him, and now he is at Tennessee. He was on campus this past Sunday, unofficially, just walking around campus, looking at the facilities, and talking with the coaches. Willie Martinez was huge in bringing him in to this Tennessee football program, and ultimately, that's where he decided to go. Brandon Turnage will be a Tennessee Volunteer. Not a whole lot of playing experience so far, but again, you played at Alabama, and we know the competition there and the quality of the players that are there. And so he comes to Tennessee. He will have 4 years of eligibility remaining, though he's already been in school technically 2 years. So we'll see if he uses all those. But Brandon Turnage is coming into a chance to compete for the Volunteers. And you've got Alante Taylor. You've got Kenneth George Jr. You've got Warren Burrell. Now you have Kamal Haddon, and you'll have Brandon Turnage in this fold. Of course, you still have Christian Charles, who can play a little bit of corner if you need him to. You've got Deshaun Rucker, who was a part of the 2021 signing class, who's now on campus and coming into Tennessee with a chance to compete for some playing time. So what was a very thin position at corner, thanks to two transfers, Tennessee's got a little bit of depth there. And, you know, Alante Taylor's probably going to play. Warren Burrell had a really nice spring. Kenneth George Jr. stuck out every now and then. But now you got Kamal Haddon and Brandon Turnage who are going to be looking for some PT, and we'll have to see exactly how much they get. So this is a good thing for Tennessee. You get depth in the defensive secondary, depth at the position of need, and a guy that has multiple years left as a college athlete. So Thursday was a monster recruiting day for Tennessee. We had an honest conversation earlier in the week about Tennessee's recruiting. It's lacking. It needs to be picking up. It's been pretty successful so far in the transfer portal. Of course, we won't know for sure until they get out there and play on Saturdays, but you go out and get a starting linebacker, potentially a starting quarterback, and as I put it, if the starting quarterback, if Joe Milton pans out here and he's good, none of the rest matters, because that's how important the quarterback position is for Tennessee. But you gone out there and got some help at wide receiver in Javonte Payton. You've got some other guys on the defensive line, Deshaun Terry and Caleb Tremblay, and just a whole lot more. So that's kind of the story right now with recruiting. We'll have to keep tabs on Masai Reddick. If he decides to commit to Tennessee, that would be the eighth commit for the class of 2022. But Brandon Turnage comes in under the fold late on Thursday evening, and he's going to be a part of the Volunteers program. Again, B.J. Edwards, Knoxville Catholic point guard. He is the first commit for Tennessee in this class in terms of the basketball. He's a part of the B. Mays Elite, former Tennessee point guard Bobby Mays, who runs an AAU team here, and it's getting national recognition. So good scoop for B.J. Edwards. He was on campus officially earlier this summer. Obviously, he's been here many, many times, being from nearby Catholic. He's one of the top-rated players in the country, obviously, in the state of Tennessee, and a guy that could be playing in the NBA, you know, one day. So, big day. B.J. Edwards commits to Tennessee on the basketball court. You've got Jordan Phillips for Tennessee on the football field. You've got transfer Brandon Turnage committing to Tennessee football on the football field. And then tomorrow, or today, rather, you could have another one. We will have to see when Masai Reddick makes his commitment. I believe it's going to be around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we'll have to see exactly if he will choose Tennessee or elect to go elsewhere. All right, that will do it here for a Friday Locked On Vols. Guys, I appreciate you as always. Thanks so much for dialing in, tuning in. We'll have plenty of content coming up next week. We'll be back 5 days a week beginning on July the 19th. And now that we're done here with Locked On Vols, let's check out the Locked On Today podcast. The sun is set on the LA Clippers season. You can get more on that and the more the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 5-Star Friday. Go ahead and drop me 5-star, guys. Check me out on social media at Locked On Vols, @_Kaner. Got some fun content coming your way next week. And I really appreciate you guys for hanging out with me as you do each and every episode of this podcast. Guys, have a fun 4th of July weekend. Enjoy it. Reminder, guys, we'll have new episodes next week on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Enjoy the 4th of July. Stay safe and have a great rest of your Friday, everybody.